Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because our good friend Joyce Weiss is with us. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Take the Rock of Your Life. And she's here to talk to us about some new work realities. But before she does, I want her to tell us, I think she's made a few adjustments in her organization. Hi, Joyce. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now tell us the correct description of you and your business.
Okay. Joyce Weiss Training and Development,
yeah.
And I'm an employee performance specialist.
Yeah.
And
you've always been that. You just didn't always, you didn't always call it that, so to speak.
It's only taken 30 years to figure out the right one.
Well, but now it's perfect because You've taken your time to get it just right.
Yeah, well, hey, as small business owners, we all know we don't get it in the first 5 years. Hopefully we can stay in business that long. Then we really, when we do and we succeed, it takes long to finally get it right.
It's redundant to say small business work in progress, isn't it?
That's how it is.
We're all a work in progress, and sometimes we feel like we're making it up as we go along, don't we? And it doesn't just feel that way. We are actually doing that. Let's get over to talk about the eight new work. And we're gonna bore in on a couple of these. But Joyce, setting this up a little bit, I have to say that over the last year or so, we've reported on a handful of surveys that have been conducted by very reputable organizations, national surveys. Where they reported back on what they call the level of engagement of employees.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers have been amazingly similar. It's frightening to see how the disparity, maybe their percentages weren't the same, but in terms of the waves of engagement went, they were very similar. For example, one of them found, I'm paraphrasing, folks, but this is, you get the idea. One of them, Joyce, found that about 25% of employees were not engaged at all,
mm-hmm.
were unengaged. About 60%, or say 55%, were sort of engaged, and the rest of them, 20% or so, were completely engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So you. 66 to 80% of your employees who are either engaged, I mean not engaged or somewhat engaged. That's a frightening and over a period of several months, we got about three or four of those in here that we reported on, and they all said exactly basically the same thing. The percentages were just different. That's terrible.
It's terrible. Small business owners, we all have to understand how terrible that is for us to concentrate on those 20% who are engaged and do what we can without firing. If we have to fire, fine. Today's business, climate, I don't, necessarily, especially this time of the year, suggest that. But it's up to the business owners to figure out how to engage those other people, whether it's empowering them, whether it's listening to them, and after the business owner, can look in the mirror and can say, I've done what I can to engage them, and they're still not, then you better look at the next.
We need to cut them loose.
Well, either coaching them.
Unless you're one of the big three automakers, and then you put them in a job bank and pay them anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't resist a little sarcasm there, but you're exactly right. You've got to try to redeem them. And see, to me, one of the most important things that we've got to do in the 21st century as small business owners is learn the art of redemption of employees. What do you think?
Absolutely.
But at some point in time, when redemption isn't possible. You got to admit it, don't you?
Of course you do. And that's one of the new work realities that fit perfect in here, is behave like you are in business for yourself. This is what a business owner could, you know, send out a survey to their own people. What would you do if your name was on the company? What would you do if your name was on the, you know, the building? And as a business owner, listen, because many times these unengaged people really will be okay if they're listened to, and they have the greatest answers. I mean, I did that to a CEO of a credit union, and it was totally, you know, index card. What would you do if you were the CEO of this credit union? And the answers that this CEO got were so incredible. And instead of being mad and angry and getting defensive, she thanked them, and that's when she made changes about accountability, about forgetting some of the parties, because a lot of the people didn't even want them. It was a waste of time. They would rather
She thought she was doing a good thing, and it turned out it was.
Absolutely. But you don't know. And so that is, it's a new, these are new work realities that are not just for the owner, but for the mirror to their employees. And this is why those statistics that you just gave, you know, your leaders and myself, not so, I see it. But that's what I do. I try doing, you know, I try turning this around so to get people engaged. I mean, that's what people like us do, Jim.
Exactly. But it's amazing how you can't see your own stuff, isn't it?
No, absolutely.
But, you know, I've been talking for many years now about something called organization,
yes,
which can only exist if there are entrepreneurial employees.
Mm-hmm.
And entrepreneurial employees, the definition of them, Joyce, is they want to take risks just like a regular entrepreneur does. They just want to do it with your capital,
mm-hmm,
not the capital.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to find people like that and give them the opportunity to take risks. Give them the environment where they can give you feedback, tell you what's really going on, and give them the opportunity to push the envelope and take risks and even fail sometimes.
Oh, and that's mirroring. That's a good leader. That's a good business owner.
And when they fail, you can't say you're fired. You got to ask, what did we learn?
That's right. And for the business owner to share their own mistakes, that just, you know, that talks about risk right there.
That's...
I made a mistake, so...
That's taking responsibility, taking ownership, and letting them know that regardless of what they think, you know you're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, Joyce, you and I actually are. We're going to be right back with Joyce Weiss. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. Little Bobby Darin bringing us back, the late, great Bobby Darin. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's thesmallbusinessadvocate.com. AskJim.biz. Blog is jimsblog.biz. Hope you check that out. Check all those out. And I'll make it easy on you. If you go to my main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, spell it all out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you go there, it'll you'll be able to get to the blog. You can also get to the knowledge and the show and all the other things we do here. You can subscribe to my free newsletter and check it out and let us know what you think about that. And we'll send it to you by newsletter comes by email for free every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Joyce Weiss is our guest. Joyce is the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce, give us your... Tell us how we can find your book.
Sure. JoyceWeiss.com. And that's JoyceWeiss.com. And what I did this month is when people go there, a couple things, they can get their free newsletters also. Look up newsletters, sign up once. And the holiday specials for the different products, because I have some new products. Great deals for the last minute stocking stuffer, whether it's for incentives, people who need some professional development, you know, pick me up. So that's what they'll find there.
All right. Check that out. folks, JoyceWeiss.com. Joyce, we're talking about, folks, some work realities that are going on right now, mm-hmm. and we were talking about the how to, you know, when we say these things, make work like you're in business for yourself. You know, you're speaking to the employees, but you know, you have to have the environment from the owner that allows an employee to feel that way. If you don't, if you're saying, well, I wish I could get my employees to do that, well, you know what? You probably have to look in the mirror. There's a pretty good chance if it ain't happening in your business, you're the reason either, number one, you didn't hire the people who could do that, or you're not letting them be that way. What do you think, Joyce?
Well, like I said before, the mirror is the important thing. Take a look at it. And when there are mistakes made, is the question who did it, or is the question let's do something to fix it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you take a look at your own families, listeners, it's the same thing at families, and then take a look to see what you work. If you see people finger pointing, that's not how you're going to get the results that you want. So that is, when we're talking about taking a look in the mirror, we first have to see what's coming from our mouths as owners. And it's when I see, when I help, you know, owners with this one idea, and all of a sudden, when they're sit down, don't get me wrong, they don't fluff it off. They sit down, they talk about it. It's not who did what, it's how can we all help to make this work. And I actually had a business owner send a letter to all their customers because there was a huge mistake. And instead of pointing a finger at the employee, it was the president that sent a letter saying, we goofed, not the person's mm-hmm. name. This is what we're going to do to fix it.
Right.
And this is what this behaving, you know, like you're in business for your own self. It's not just, like you said, it's not just for the employee. It's also for that, you know, for that employer. And when there must be, like, from Take the Ride of Your Life, which is my book, thank you
right.
for mentioning it, it's not that we fall. We all fall and make mistakes. How long do you stay there? What do you do when you get up to make sure you don't fall the same way?
Another thing you talk about, Joyce, is managing your own morale. Tell us about what you mean by that.
Oh, tell me my favorite one. I did this yesterday at a full-day workshop, and people gave me a standing ovation after this statement. Are you
well,
ready?
I'm not surprised about that.
Well, no, after the statement. It had nothing to do with me.
Oh.
I asked the question, how many people are tired of grumpy people? You know, everybody. Then they started pointing to each other. Ha ha. I said, no. We're not doing that. So then I said, okay, what are you doing about it? And people said, oh, nothing, we can't do it, we're so sick and tired. So I started telling them that it's up to them to go. It's not the president or the owner. It's up to them in a very nice way, in a very positive way, to say, you know, the negative statements are bringing us down. And one woman raised her hand and said, Joyce, I'm getting so sick and tired about being put down by the grumpy people. She went on to say all the optimists and all the positive are getting, there's something wrong with them. And I said, you're allowing them to do this. And that's when she actually started to cry. She said, you mean I could stop?
Wow.
Oh, my God, it's our role. The grumpy people, the cynics, we need to be cynical at times. We need to, you know, to look at, not just have colored glasses,
mm-hmm.
but we need to make sure that those negative comments are not stopping the progress.
Obviously, you and I, none of us actually does that themselves, but if you run into somebody who's doing that, how do you
mm-hmm.
stop it?
Okay, this is the
how about just stay away from them?
Well, if you can, yeah, internally, then you could pretend, put your hand, don't really do this,
yeah,
but pretend that you put your hand in front of them and you say enough, even though you say that inside
yeah.
your head, and if you can stay away from them, great. If not,
how about if you just said, John, you know, we've worked together a long time. I consider you a friend, but do you have any idea how negative you are? What if you said that to somebody?
Well, they'll either get mad at you. It's always a risk whenever I suggest that. I think that's a great idea. Knowing.
Don't some people need to be told that they're kind of spoiling the apple barrel?
It's you to figure out how to say it so they don't get
yeah.
mad. If they get mad, that's a risk. It's worth it sometimes.
Yeah, but they can really can't upset things. Hey, Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, just anytime. I'm here.
You're always welcome back. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online. Now take a quick break. Here's Procol Harum to take us out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We skip the light, Fandango.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.